USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger will testify in person during Thursday's made-for-TV, mostly partisan January 6 hearing. A judge in West Virginia has blocked authorities in the U.S. state from enforcing an abortion ban. A Kanawha County Circuit Court Judge Tara Salingo granted the Women's Health Center of West Virginia a preliminary injunction against the ban on Monday. With Maryland Governor Larry Hogan term limited, the contest to replace him has drawn the attention of former President Trump. Even Oprah Winfrey is weighing in. Voters on Tuesday will choose nominees in statewide legislative and congressional races. Hogan has endorsed former Labor and Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz. Trump has backed state legislator Dan Cox.
My campaign is to restore freedom to the free state. What's so wrong about that? Nothing. Everyone across every party line wants to have their liberty back, and I'm the only one offering that.
USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
After nearly destroying last season's All-Star game based on fake election laws in Georgia, Major League Baseball is hoping you'll watch tonight's All-Star game at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Iran has no respect for President Biden, snubbing him as they continue to develop their first nuclear bomb.
Iran can build a nuclear bomb if it wants. That's what a senior advisor to the Supreme Leader told Al Jazeera on Sunday. This as the Biden administration has been trying to work with Iran on an agreement to restrict Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Officials say the deal is basically finished.
It's up to Iran to see whether they're going to take it or not. We're going to continue to make sure we have the capability and the capacity in the region, military and otherwise, to deal with their destabilizing activities.
National Security Council coordinator John Kirby speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, she's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is backing Karen Taylor Robson in Arizona's Republican gubernatorial primary, going against former President Trump's endorsement. Pence is expected to campaign with Robson, a housing developer, on Friday. And that's the same day that Trump is set to hold a rally for former TV news anchor Carrie Lake and her Arizona gubernatorial run. The winner of the August 2nd Republican primary will likely become the state's next governor. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, has blocked a push by the Biden administration and Democrats for another $1 trillion spending bill that will make inflation even worse. Senator Marsha Blackburn applauds Manchin's stance on Newsmax.
Biden just cannot spend enough money. He continues to push what he is trying to spend. Now, he spent $4 trillion on COVID, and he's wanting to add another trillion to it. And, Rob, every economist around says the spending needs to stop because it, along with energy, are the primary drivers of inflation. Well, we know that it is not a good idea. We know that this is going to continue to drive up inflation. People that I talk with say 9.1%. They're not looking at the things we spend our money on. When you go to the grocery store, when you go to fill up the tank, you have your prices through the roof.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.